1029 The Hog presents the Bob and Brian Binge.
Brought to you by Johnson Centrifugal Technologies. Looking for a new career with great benefits? Apply now at jctjobs.com.
From Los Angeles,
seems to be
William Shatner from on the phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Shatner. See, now, last time we talked, we didn't know what to call you, Mr. Shatner or Bill or William.
And we played around with different kinds of names. And I don't know whether to call you Brian or Bob.
Well, you can call me Bob and call him Brian, okay?
I'll do that.
All right. Hey, now...
call me Bill, Bob.
All right.
And I'll call him Brian, Bob.
It doesn't feel right to call you Bill, though.
Then don't call me Bill.
All right, Mr. Shatner.
That's better.
Okay.
Now, you've got this big teleconference, this big telephone conference that you guys are doing.
This is an extraordinary event.
Now, how many people are going to be on the line with you at once?
12,000 people by the end of the evening will have been on the telephone with Patrick Stewart and me.
Is that a good way to do it? I mean, here, you know, you're talking to us here, a carefully selected radio station, and look what you're getting.
I know, but there are brighter minds than yours and Bob's.
No, why would you say that?
I'm worried.
It's the manner in which you speak. As radio people, you know that you can tell everything about a voice.
Sure.
The uniqueness of this telecommunication thing absolutely fascinated me. It all started, about 100 years ago, where the guy said, come in, Mr. Watson, come in.
I need you. No, Mr. Watson, come here, I need you.
Come here, I need you. God knows what he was doing.
I spilled acid on my lap.
He had spilled acid into his lap.
He had spilled acid into his lap?
Yes. Yeah. And he said, come here, Mr. Watson, I need you.
That's the lamest excuse I ever heard.
It was the first 911 call. That was the first 911 call.
It was an emergency. The first phone call was an emergency.
Mr. Watson, come here, I need you.
That is the worst.
The guy could be arrested for seduction.
I want to see that on Rescue 911.
Mr. Watson, come here. I need you.
The very first phone call was a 911.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. My estimation of your intelligence has just raised several points.
It's just skyrocketed.
It's skyrocketed. And I hope the people who will be on the conference call will be anywhere near as bright.
Hey, speaking of the Star Trek thing and people calling you about that, the new movie, obviously, it's out. It's the biggest movie of all time right now.
The word monster applies.
Monster does apply because it's you guys and the new generation guys. How did that work out?
Well, it actually it's not the whole, our whole cast is not in there.
Yeah.
Just a few selected members are in there in the beginning, and then the torch is kind of passed off to the next generation, the wonderful Next Generation cast, and they take it from there, with the exception of myself, who comes whirling in. I can't tell you the plot.
No. Can we go a little further back in your career? A little further back? And you don't have to talk about it if you don't want, but the Twilight Zone thing. What was that? You know, the animal that was peeling the stuff off of the plane while you're flying along?
Yes.
You remember that?
Of course.
Was that an ape, or was that a man? Or was it a man-ape?
Bob, is this you?
Yes.
That's Bob.
Yeah.
I figured it was Bob. Bob.
Yes, Mr. Shatner.
Those are the wing-eating animals.
Uh-huh.
You know how you have mites on your eyelids?
Sure. We all have
thousands of little tiny...
Wings on airplanes have little animals like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they live like microbes, like little mites. They're mighty mites.
Those are the wing-eating animals.
The wing-eating animals on all airplanes. The altitude...
What was that about stumbling and mumbling before?
Stumbling and mumbling. I didn't say I was superior to you. I just thought it was so good to find someone equal.
Okay. All right. Now, without giving away the plot of the Star Trek movie...
Yes.
Is this it for Star Trek for you?
I die.
You know... Bill, people in Milwaukee may not be and sophisticated as where you're from, but
I don't like to be elliptical.
They may obtuse. Up.
You want to know something? I'll tell you. Just ask me straight out. Don't mince around the bush here.
You know, they may have picked up on some plot twists there.
Yeah, with that. Boy. All right. Well, hey.
Go see the movie and find out how it happened.
Okay. All right. All right. So he's not going to give us a yes or a no on this. I knew it. I knew he'd outsmart me on this. Ah, you die, huh? So you're not going to tell us, huh?
But the only problem with...
Boy, that Shatner, he's a slick one. We tried to pin him down, and he just wouldn't give us an answer.
You'll never find me giving a straight answer.
Okay, well...
I don't like that.
Well, they told us you'd be a tough interview, Shatner.
The problem is... I'm glad you found a name for how to call me. I mean,
I'm just going
to
call you Shatner from now on.
Yeah, just call me Shatner.
Okay, Shatner.
You feel better with that?
I'm a little more comfortable with that, yeah. I think we've grown... The three of us have grown during this conversation.
I feel somewhat shrunken.
I feel better. I feel better about this now.
I feel somewhat smaller for this experience.
Hey, you know what, Shatner?
Yes, Bob.
I'm going to call, and I'm going to get on that little phone line, and you're going to have to talk to me again.
I think if the operator randomly selects you.
All right, Shatner. I'll be
I
on
will
the line.
Die.
William Shatner, thank you very much. Go see the movie. You can go see his movie. You can call him.
Call by the book.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff.
Just ask me over for dinner.
Yeah, come on over for dinner, Bill.
There you go.
All right. Hey, thanks, Shatner.